broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears here on a Tuesday, August the 15th, 2023, halfway through the month of August. 14 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time in the studio today, phone line 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody again, the back-to-school giveaway at McDonald's will be happening on August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. Free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road, and we'll be at the Bratwurst Festival this Friday. So tune into that, giving away tickets here to Zumbezi Bay. The category is name something that kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. So far we've got that he was tall and he was had a beard, I think is what we have. Tall, had a beard, oh, and honest. Tall, had a beard, and honest. So three answers left. Go ahead, caller.
He was president.
Yes, he was the 16th president of the United States, absolutely. Now, who do you think is going to win this conversation if it ever happens between Abby and Matt?
I have no idea, Scott. When I went to school, you would not dare say the first name of the person because I couldn't call you Scott and then my other teacher, Mr. Smith, and stuff. And, like, my third grade teacher moved into town out in the country. My mom did. She moved beside her. And my mom called her, they would call her Miss Jones, but she moved next door, and I don't know if she told them to, but they called her Jane, so I just called her Jane, too. As long as you don't call somebody a bad name, because what is now in years to come will be changing. So I told the neighbor about the gas yesterday, and I don't know her name, and I just yelled out, hey, people will call you, hey, you, and if they don't know your name, and it's not going to upset me or anything, but... and stuff, but I don't know what they're doing about the names. I haven't paid that much attention, but some people, they will tell you, you know, like Landenfeld, you wouldn't call, when they answer the phone, they say Dr. Landenfeld, you wouldn't go in, I wouldn't, and call him Ronald and stuff. You know, you're just, I guess it's everybody's just raised different.
I think so.
As long as you're not nasty, call him a liar, or, hey, that liar or something, you know, and something nasty, as long as you're, you know, if he's your neighbor and they come and say, they say they're Mr. and Mrs. Smith or something and I'm Mary and he's Bill, well then, you know, and stuff because otherwise you wouldn't know. But then if he was a teacher, you go to school, you wouldn't say Mr., you wouldn't say Bill and stuff. We were just, you know, you wouldn't go down the quarters and stuff and call one teacher but the first name and another one, you know, not you, and otherwise. We were just told we went to school, they would tell us their name. It was like it was usually Mr. Smith or something. And even though we were in a small town and we knew them, they could have been our neighbor, we still called them at school, you know that. So.
Well, I just think that when it comes to etiquette in general, I don't know that there's any general rule here. I just think that these two disagree for whatever reason. And knowing both of them, like I say, what I think will happen, because they've never met before, is I believe Matt will be strong in his conviction, because he's a 19-year-old kid, and 19-year-old kids seem to have strong convictions. And I think Abby, being an older lady, I think that when she comes in, she'll be more interesting in questioning him as to why he feels that way than actually making her point and saying he's wrong. So I think, and that's not wrong of her, I just think that'll be the difference.
Yeah, because he's, I think we got taught our manners mostly in school. And, you know, like if kids aren't taught manners anymore, that's what I said, what's right today in a few years, you wouldn't dare do it that way, probably. But, you know, you just kind of, everybody's different. There's, it's like everything else, everybody's not going to do the same, because I'd say parents don't hardly teach them manners, and if they don't learn it at school or something, they're, you know, and stuff and things. But I don't pay that much attention. But I know down at the university, Dr. Coleman or Dr. Beckman or somebody, you wouldn't dare call them their first name. You would.
You know what's an interesting thing on this is like, let's say your parent is dating somebody or your parent marries somebody who is not your mom or dad. Now, do you just call them by their first name? I bet you do if you don't call them mom or dad, because it would be uncomfortable to call them, even though they are older than you, obviously. You wouldn't call them Mr. or Mrs. whatever, because that would seem very informal, even though they are your elder. So that's an odd situation in and of itself.
Yeah, because I only have one mom and dad. I guess if my dad got married and her name was Betty or something, I'd call her Betty. I wouldn't call her mom.
Right, but you wouldn't.
My mom probably would have felt terrible.
Right.
I wouldn't do that to her. So my dad is my dad, and his wife is my stepmom, Betty.
Right, but what was Betty's last name?
Well, it'd be the same as my dad now, but if it was Betty Smith, it'd be Betty Smith.
Right, but you wouldn't call her Mrs. Smith.
If she married my dad, she wouldn't be Mrs. Smith anymore. But if they weren't married and I had to introduce her, well, her name is still Smith, so I would introduce her as Miss Smith, you know, Mrs. Smith or whatever. If she's, I don't know if she's ever married or what. See, you can't ask all those questions. It's, to me, as long as you're, you know, because everybody, like I said, that kid that came, I think he came from the Carolinas. And he came in, I don't know if it's second or third grade. He thought Josie Nash, because the teacher, every time he talked, he would say, ma'am, or something, you know, like that. And we, you know, we were used to it. And he didn't even think it just came out and stuff and things. So, I don't, like the lady yesterday, I don't know her name. If she told me she's been there 3 or 4 years, I don't remember. And I just said, hey. I don't think I said, hey, you. But if I don't know somebody, I say, hey, you. Or something to, you know, if it's, you know, just somebody that, I don't know, like a clerk at a store, I'll say, hey.
Yeah, it's interesting, but we'll see how it goes. But, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'll kind of listen and see, because I don't know what they're doing. But things now, you know, that we're doing, our parents probably would, whatever. And as I said, whatever it is, you know, it'll change. They'll find a correct way to do it or something, but I don't know. I've never heard anybody talk about this, so I'll kind of listen and try to get it.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, the category this morning for the Zumbezi Bay tickets, name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. You know, first day of school tomorrow for Ridgedale and Pleasant, so this is a pretty good topic. Marion City Schools and, Elgin on Thursday? Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln, that he's president was number one, honest was number two, tall was number three, and beard was number five. But there is still one answer left. Does anybody know what that one answer is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something about Abraham Lincoln. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to give you that Ralph Thacker's number. And when you get a chance, can you call him? I called him yesterday. Nobody's called me back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And all I want you to tell him is, well, he could give me a call, but that pizza up there at Neighbors, they've got that free pizza for him.
Okay.
And I'm going to say he freed the slaves.
Yes, freed the slaves is on the list. You got it.
Okay, do you have his number?
You know, I don't have it, but I think Linda does.
Well, I've got it if you need it, but the answering machine comes on, and I just talk, and I think I've left him 3 messages, so I don't know if he's okay or, you know, or what. I don't know where he lives. I think it was Fair Park.
Hmm.
But I can't.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it is Fair Park.
Yeah, because when I called him about that fruitcake toss thing, I think somehow he either told me or something, because I talked to him. I got his number here. He lived in Fair Park, so I'll get off here.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, and that wipes out our Abraham Lincoln category here. The Abraham Lincoln category, name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. He was president, he was honest, he was tall, he freed the slaves, and he had a beard. Those are the five. Let's move on to the next category. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? All right, go ahead, caller.
I was away from my treasured listening device for a tad. This is not a good thing, but did somebody say that he was assassinated?
No, that wasn't on the list.
That wasn't that he was assassinated? That's a really good answer, Scott. Dr. Feynman wrote a book about that, for goodness sakes.
I know, poor Dr. Feynman.
Okay, let me go for another answer. This is boring. He wore a stovepipe hat, or that hat that he wore?
No, hat was not on the list.
Okay, well, I'm striking out. I mean, wouldn't you think that assassinated would be a little more known than the beard? Plus, I don't think he even wore a beard, although he wasn't born with a beard, obviously. I think the assassinated was pretty important. I'll give another Dr. Feynman answer. It's not going to be there, but, you know, people read his book and you'll learn all about this. He had a dysfunctional life. His wife was kind of wasn't the most pleasant person in the world. That's probably not there. But,
you know, I know a lot of people with those kind of lives.
But, you know, Dr. Feynman, a.k.a., well, Ron, we've already addressed that. If he's listening, he would be proud that I did give that answer.
No, not dysfunctional life is not on the list.
Okay, well, I certainly tried, Scott. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, we're on to the new category now. The new category is... Boy, I already forgot it. That's how bad it got. Okay, what might a kid get in trouble for writing on? Five answers here. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? 740-383-9944. Zumbezi Bay tickets hang in the balance here today. Go ahead, caller.
Writing on the walls.
The wall, number one on the list. You got it. Wall is number one on the list here today. No doubt about it. Name something a kid might get in trouble for writing on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Wall?
We just got wall.
How about on a car, inside of a car or something?
Car, number five on the list. Gotcha, Ryan. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, yes, a car is number five on the list. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? Wall was number one. Car is number five. A pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay hang in the balance here today. Hey, that rhymed. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you have any opinions on the big etiquette showdown, do you call people by their titles? Abby and Matt, 19 years old and older than 19. It's going to be an interesting event when and if it does happen. But as I said, I told you where my position is in that particular event. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the answer here? What are the answers here? We've got three answers left. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? Wall is number one. Car is number five. Three answers in the middle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, back to school giveaway, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Let's say on personal papers.
No personal papers. No personal papers on the list here today. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Oh, I got it there, Scott. How about if one of your students or another student wrote on the side of Harding High School, Mr. Spears, a.k.a. Scott, is the best teacher in the history of the universe? That would be good and bad. It would be truthful, of course. It would be good, but it would still be vandalism.
It would be truthful, but it would be vandalism. It's not on the list, but I like it.
So, writing on the building. Well, wouldn't you like if somebody wrote that? You'd be driving on 309, and there, in that little caricature with the glasses, you know, and the bow tie that you wear, and the scarf that you wear in the winter. you'd be sitting there teaching while you're talking on the microphone to some famous person like Bill Cosby, and someone saying you're the best teacher ever. But it wouldn't be there, and it would still be vandalism, but I wouldn't be in any hurry to remove it.
I don't know that I've ever worn a bow tie to teach, but okay.
Okay, well, I thought that would be nice. Okay, well, don't do that, kids, so... even though it's not on the list.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. Name something a kid would get in trouble for writing on. Wall number one, car number five. Still have three in the middle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the other three answers here? Two passes to Zumbezi Bay. Hang in the balance here today. You know, Zumbezi Bay apparently lends itself to rhyming phrases. Which, hey, who doesn't like that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
They might get in trouble for writing in a book. A good book or something.
Writing in a book. Well, I would think so. But no book, oddly enough, on the list.
All right.
Sad list.
All right.
Thanks. No book on the list today. No book on the list. Name something a kid might get in trouble for writing on. Wall is number one. Car is number five. There are three answers which we have not broached yet this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a kid might get in trouble for writing on. Go ahead, caller.
How about the carpet or furniture?
No carpet or furniture. Good guess, though.
Thanks, bye.
No carpet or furniture, but not bad guesses at all. Name something a kid would get in trouble for writing on. Wall is number one. Car is number five. Three answers in the middle. Who's got them? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? Man alive. 740-383-9944. Something a kid might get in trouble for writing on. All right, maybe this is one of the answers coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
How about himself or one of his siblings?
Yes, skin is number four on the list. I'll go with that.
Okay.
Hey, bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yes, skin is number four on the list. I would say that's writing on himself. Name something a kid might get in trouble for writing on. We've got wall, skin, and car. Three answers on the list. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say pictures.
No pictures on the list. No pictures on the list here today. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? We've got wall, skin, and car. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay hang in the balance here today. And that's always a rhyme when I say it. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, I struck out with the exterior. How about the interior? Like people write stuff on the bathroom stalls, you know, for a good time call. Or, you know, Mr. Jones is fill in the blank. Something like that. I mean, kids write graffiti on the... in the bathroom or somewhere on an interior wall, because I previously said exterior wall.
No graffiti on an interior wall.
When the kids go to the boys' or girls' room at the school, isn't there usually writing like on the stalls or in the bathroom?
Well, you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of that. I mean, I'm sure there's some.
So, okay, I guess they don't get in trouble for it, do they?
Well, I'm sure they do if they're caught.
They did. When I was in school, they did. Of course, I called my teachers Mr. and Mrs., so what do I know?
Well, you know, who knows? The good old days, I guess.
All right. I'll see you later.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a kid would get in trouble for writing on. We've got a wall, skin, and car. Two answers left to go. Holy mackerel, 33 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Two answers. Pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. 34 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost the caller. If that's you, call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Here we go. Let's get back to the phones here and see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Bedroom door?
Bedroom door. Let's see here. No bedroom door on the list, but a good guess.
Okay. Yep, thanks.
No bedroom door on the list, but not a bad guess. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? Wall is number one, skin is number four, car is number five. Two other answers on the list. Number two and number three on the list is where they rank. 51 people said wall, 3 people said skin, 3 people said car. Two other answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? All right. Well, we've got people in the contest already today to win tickets to Zumbezi Bay. That's what we're giving away today. Two passes to Zumbezi Bay. Good through Labor Day down at the Columbus Zoo. I think that's formerly the Wyandotte Lake area. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers at this point? Anybody at all? Name something a kid might get in trouble for writing on. 36 minutes past the hour. Wall was one, skin was four, car was five. There are two answers, and they were two and three on the list here today. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say someone's homework. Their brother or somebody.
No homework, but one does have to do with school.
Oh, it does?
It does.
Okay.
No homework, but one does have to do with school. I will say that. There's a little hint for you. One does have to do with school. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? We've got a wall, skin, and a car. Two other answers to go, and one does have to do with school. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are the other two answers? Who's going to come in? Oh, you know what? We've got somebody out there listening this morning who got the answer on the internet. Smart person out there this morning. Pick that one right off. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the blackboard.
Not the blackboard, but a good guess. Not the blackboard, but that's a good guess. There is something that does have to do with school, and one of our listeners out there who is listening on the internet did get this right. 740-383-9944. Something a kid might get in trouble for writing on. Is anybody else going to pick this one off here this morning? All right, go ahead, caller.
Very boring answer, Scott, but did somebody say floor?
Not the floor.
Okay, I thought I would try that. Thank you.
No floor on the list here today. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? The wall is number one, skin, car, two other answers, 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
How about their desk?
The desk, that's it. Number two on the list. You got it. And our listener out there listening at work got that as well, right off the bat. All right, one answer left. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? We've got the wall, the school desk, the skin, and the car. One answer left to go. Pair of Zumbezi Bay passes hang in the balance. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? 51 people said wall, 30 people said desk, 3 people said skin, 3 people said car, and there's one answer left, smack dab in the middle, number 3 on the list. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? One answer left to go. There's another rhyme. You know, I'm starting to feel like Dr. Seuss here this morning. Everything rhymes with Zumbezi Bay, and now I'm rhyming everything else. I think if you just followed me around this morning, maybe with a tape recorder or a pen and paper, you could possibly have the new Dr. Seuss best-selling book. I don't think Dr. Seuss is around anymore. He's went on to his reward. He's went on to the great beyond. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? Wall, desk, skin, car. One answer left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay today. I promise we are going to give away those tickets. What is that final answer? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, I know you got yourself. How about someone else, like their face? I don't know if face is you're taking it with skin or not.
Not somebody else, but it does have to do with the body. And I mean, it does have to do
with... Not the face?
Not the face, no, but it does have to do with the body in general. It would be something to do with the person.
Okay.
The kid, I would say. Yes, it does have to something to do with the kid, but it's not the skin and it's not the face. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? We've got wall, desk, skin, and car. Now, the one remaining answer does have to do with the kid personally. It would be something that would be particular to that kid. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say their clothing.
Clothing. That's it. You got it. Thank you. Clothing was the right answer. That is right. What might a kid get in trouble for writing on? Wall, school desk, clothes, skin, and car. All right. Let's move on to the next category here. What might a kid bring to summer camp in case they get homesick? Oh, how about this? What might a kid bring to summer camp in case they get homesick? 740-383-9944. 18 minutes left here. Going to give a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay away at the end of the program today. What might a kid bring to summer camp in case they get homesick? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see who's got it here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a stuffed toy, like a bear or something.
Teddy bear, number 2 on the list. You got it. Teddy bear shows up at number 2 on the list here today. What might a kid bring to summer camp in case they get homesick? Teddy bear, number 2 on the list. We've got 4 other answers here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Good through Labor Day. Hang in the balance here. What might a kid bring to summer camp so they don't get homesick? Go ahead, caller.
It's me once again. Did somebody say a photo of mom and dad or some other family member or a photo of a friend?
Family?
A photo of somebody. Near and dear to you.
Family photo is number 1 on the list. You got it.
Am I the first person to say that?
You were the first person to say that.
Well, picture that, as they say. Now, would that be applicable in our age of digital photography? Wouldn't it be maybe a photo on the phone or tablet? Do people actually carry physical photos anymore?
Well, I think people...
Am I dating myself by doing that, Scott?
Well, no, I think people probably still carry photos because, what if you deleted the phone off the tablet or the picture off the tablet?
Well, I guess that's a possibility. Okay, well, it's something that maybe was done 30 years ago, but I'm glad people still use actual physical paper photos. Doesn't make me feel quite as old now.
All right.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks. All right, what might a kid bring to summer camp in case they get homesick? Family photo number one. Teddy bear number two, and there are three other answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What might a kid bring to summer camp so they do not get homesick? A pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Hang in the balance here on the program. 740-383-9944. Family photo was number one. 36 people said family photo. Teddy bear was number two. 28 people said teddy bear. And three answers still follow it. What are those things that kids are going to bring to summer camp so they don't get homesick? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Well, let's see. If you were a kid and you were going off to summer camp, what might be something that you would bring so you would not get homesick? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about the favorite blanket?
Favorite blankets, number three on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Blanket shows up at number three on the list today, so we've got the favorite blanket. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're working our way right down the list. What might a person bring to summer camp in case they get homesick? We've got a family photo, a teddy bear, a blanket. Still two more to go on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say their cell phone so they can talk with everybody back home.
Cell phone's number five on the list. You got it. Cell phone. I tell you, that would be a new answer in the last 15 to 20 years. Cell phone is number five on the list here today. Well, now we're down to one answer. What might a kid bring to summer camp in case they get homesick? Family photo, teddy bear, blanket, cell phone. One answer left. It's number four on the list. Does anybody have it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets today. Hang in the balance. And don't forget the back-to-school giveaway August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at the McDonald's, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. A free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the McDonald's app. How about that? 740-383-9944. Who's going to give our final answer in this particular category? What might a kid bring to summer camp so he does not get homesick? Family photo was one. 36 people said family photo. Teddy bear was number two. 28 people said teddy bear. Blanket was number three. 23 people said blanket. Cell phone was number five. 4 people said cell phone. And there's one coming in at number four. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? What might a kid bring to summer camp so he does not get homesick? Well, I think when we get to the last answer, it always becomes more difficult to pull these answers out of people, even though we've got a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets waiting for you here if you get the answer right. 740-383-9944. What is something you would bring to summer camp so you do not get homesick? What is that final answer? Family photo definitely was the big one here. 36 people said family photo. 28 people said teddy bear. 6 people said pillow. 4 people said cell phone. And then there's one answer left, and it's a... Did I just give the answer? Well, if I gave the answer, call in and give it. I think I might have just gave the answer. That tells you where my mind is this morning. My mind might be off in another place. What might you bring to summer camp in case a kid gets homesick? Family photo, teddy bear, blanket, cell phone. Did I give the answer or not? You know, my short-term memory might be shot here this morning. I think I might have gave the answer. Who knows? 740-383-9944. Well, if I didn't give the answer, if I did give the answer, apparently it did not get out there. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
You gave the answer.
Did I? What did I say?
You said pillow.
I said, you know, my mind must be on something else this morning because I said that and I said, you know, I think I just gave one of the answers.
I thought, well, who said that? I didn't hear that. But I would have said the number one thing you take to camp would be your pet, your dog or something.
Yeah, no pet on the list, but pillow is definitely there.
That would make you, that would be the best one. Everybody bring their dog or cat or something, okay? Yeah, I thought, well, who said pillow? I didn't hear that.
Well, there we go. My mind drifted. Well, thanks.
Okay.
All right, my mind took a drift there for a second. See, that happens from time to time, I guess. All right, what might a kid bring to summer camp to not get homesick? Family photo, teddy bear, blanket, pillow, and cell phone. All right, my mind must be on, I don't know, the meeting after here. Okay, let's go to the next category. Name a milestone for teenagers. Oh, there's one. That's an interesting category. I know a lot of you have teenagers out there who are listening. Name a milestone for teenagers. Five of them on the list. 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left to go. A pair of Zumbezi Bay. Two tickets. I told you, I'm not all here this morning. Two tickets to Zumbezi Bay on the list. 740-383-9944. Name a milestone for teenagers. What would a milestone for teenagers be? All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say turning 16.
No 16 on the list. No turning 16 on the list here. The old sweet 16. Name a milestone for teenagers. A milestone for teenagers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a milestone for teenagers. We don't have any of them so far. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say driver's license.
Driver's license is number one on the list. You got it.
Yeah, like you turned 16. That's the only thing they think of, driver's license.
Driver's license. Thanks. Driver's license, number one on the list here today. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license is number one on the list. Four left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license number one. 46 people said driver's license. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Sometimes it's that they get a start to date.
You know what? Yes, first date is number three on the list. You got it.
Bye.
Bye. First date shows up at number three on the list today. Absolutely a first date. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license number one. First date number three. Still three answers left on the list. Who's got them? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, first date three, driver's license number one. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try prom.
Prom, number four on the list. You got it. Prom comes in at number four on the list. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license number one, first date number three, prom number four, and still two other answers left to go. Number two and number five. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the others? Go ahead, caller.
Well, back in the olden days, you used to have to wait till you're 16 to get your ears pierced.
No ear piercing, but that's a good guess.
Bye.
Bye-bye. No ear piercing today on the list, but certainly not a bad guess at all. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license, first date, prom. And our person again listening here online at work has one of the right answers. Absolutely. She has got the brain power going on out there. Absolutely. And it's number two on the list, a matter of fact. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license, first date, and prom. Two answers left to go. Number two and number five on the list. And like I say, our person playing online this morning did get the number two answer. You know, she must be really good at games. Hitting them out of the park this morning. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about they get to go to the high school?
No high school, but you're close. You're actually, both answers have to do with school in some way.
Let me think.
Okay. I will say that both of the answers do have to do with school. How about that? 55 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Name a milestone for teenagers. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead.
I'm going to say graduation.
Graduation's number two on the list. You got it. Graduation is number two on the list. That's what our at-home player had guessed. Our at-home listener says she likes trivia and cannot resist. Well, you gotta love that. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said graduation?
We just got graduation, but the other one does have to do with school as well.
Okay, I'll keep thinking.
Keep thinking. All right, who's got the final answer? 740-383-9944. Name a milestone for teenagers. We've got driver's license, graduation, first date, prom, and I'm not going to give away the last answer here like I did in the last category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have got a pair of Zumbeezy Bay tickets, which we're going to give away here momentarily. Does anybody have the final answer in this particular category so we can stick a fork in this one? 740-383-9944. It does have to do with schooling. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. Name a milestone for teenagers. 46 people said driver's license. 34 people said graduation. 7 people said first date. 6 people said prom. What is the final answer? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's not turning 16, is it? 16th birthday?
Nope, not 16th birthday. Not the 16th birthday on the list here today, but it does have to do with schooling. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license, graduation, first date, and prom. It does have to do with schooling. We've got 2.5 minutes left here. Now, I will let you know, you can pick up your Zumbeezy Bay tickets tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday between 10 and 12. Linda Sims will be here. You can pick up your Zumbeezy Bay passes between 10 and 12, Wednesday or Thursday. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say you enter high school, graduate 8th grade, enter high school.
Not entering high school. No entering high school on the list here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Zumbeezy Bay tickets on the line here. Under 2 minutes left to go. 2 minute warning. Name a milestone for teenagers. Driver's license, graduation, first date, prom. Now, we've had many people say go to high school. Now, what might be something else you might do as a teenager when it comes to school? We've talked about graduation. What's the other thing? Go ahead, caller.
How about senior pictures?
Not senior pictures. Not senior pictures. We've talked about graduating middle school. We've talked about graduating high school. So what haven't we talked about doing when it comes to schooling? 740-383-9944. With a minute left to go, where do you go after you graduate high school? This apparently is a milestone for teenagers. Number one, driver's license. Two, graduation. Three, first date. Four, prom. And five is this. With under a minute to go for the Zumbezi Bay ticket, 740-383-9944. Who's got the answer? Does anybody got the answer is the better question here today. 740-383-9944. Well, maybe it's all dumbfounding out there today. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is it the college?
College, off to college, you got it.
Oh, I thought it was just more or less like high school things, okay.
All right, college is it. Okay, our winner today, we'll shuffle these around. Our winner today of the Zumbezi Bay tickets is Ryan. Ryan, you can pick those up Wednesday or Thursday between 10 and 12 here at the station. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes, me